As the world anticipates Vladimir Putin's next move, his past is revealing some clues, from his possible connection to a former KGB agent's death after sipping tea to a whistleblower shot at point-blank range. The hit list with possible connections to Russia's president is long. And correspondent Kelly Beeson is live for us here in the newsroom. So, Kelly, safe to say everyone on this list has ties to Putin.
You're right, Nicole. Everyone on this list is either connected to Putin or has spoken out against the Russian president's leadership. The White House has said Putin doesn't just want to take over Ukraine, he wants to take out the people opposing him in the country. They're calling it a kill list. It's said to include journalists, activists, as well as ethnic and religious minorities.
It's real. Look, any dictator, anybody like Putin, you know, has an enemies list. And, you know, Putin has just shown his willingness over the years to act on it.
That is former CIA covert operative Mike Baker confirming on News Nation he believes Putin's kill list is real. However, directly tying Putin or the Kremlin to the deaths of opposition leaders is a difficult task. Some experts say history tells us a lot about what the Russian leader is capable of doing.
He has done political killings since right before he became president. So his manner of dealing with the world has been quite not just pronouncedly immoral, but this is something that he's always done. His formative career was working side by side with the German Stasi. So that also is not a good sign.
The suspected killings span decades. In 2006, Russian defector Alexander Litvinenko died 3 weeks after his green tea was poisoned in London with radioactive polonium. The European Court of Human Rights ruled that Russia was responsible. However, the Kremlin quickly denounced the findings. 11 years later, Denis Bornenkov, a former Russian politician and Kremlin critic, was shot on the street while exiled in Ukraine. An outspoken Russian opposition leader and fierce Putin critic, Alexei Navalny, was mysteriously poisoned in 2020 and survived. He's called Putin an obviously insane czar and rallied Russians to protest Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Those protests leaving thousands of Russians jailed.
And former Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko was also poisoned with the dioxin used in Agent Orange and survived. He was elected president of Ukraine in 2004, taking power in 2005 with promises to lead the country out of the Kremlin's orbit towards NATO and the EU. Nicole.